This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I'm thanking God for a place where I can serve God in the beauty of holiness. Thanking Him for the Word of God that comes forth that keeps me walking upright, keeps me living a holy life that's pleasing in the sight of God. And truly, I'm thanking God we're serving the true God. We have a teaching priest, and we have God's law. And I'm just thanking God for our great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Peace. My elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. Before we get into our thought, Thy commandments. Thank God this is the place to be, the Sabbath day. Deacon Debbie, what is the announcements?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. www.thechurchofgod.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Happy Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's going on. Moses and all the prophets, we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine, which is the commandments of God. That is God's word, and that's what we strive to continue in. As we've been in, we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Let's go to Acts 14 and 22. So many don't know what it entails to change, to please God. What it entails is death. And it's the translation from carnality into the kingdom, which is righteousness and peace. Acts 14, 22, Deacon.
Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith.
So again, that's what this ministry is all about, to confirm souls in the faith. The faith is keeping God's word. And that comes by hearing it. And we find that 99% of the churches have not heard God's word. And if you heard it in bits and parts, you haven't heard God's word. If you've heard part, if you're missing one precept, you haven't heard God's word. Because God's word cannot be broken. And confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and what?
And that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God.
So many read over that, but it is tribulation we enter into, because we're entering into a world that we don't know anything about. Yes. And it's a trauma to the old man, because the old man has got to die. The old man cannot enter into this world.
All right.
Only a spiritual mind can. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Romans 14 and 17. Let's go there. You know, we talk about the kingdom. Everybody want to go there. Everybody want to go back with God, but nobody want to die. Especially when you find out what death we're talking about.
Yes.
This death is worse than a natural death. It's a spiritual death.
Yes.
14 and 22. Romans 14 and 17.
For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink.
So this is not about what you can't eat over here. So when you come over here, don't worry about what kind of meat. Mm-hmm. You eat the meat you want, as long as it'll hurt you. If your doctor tell you hot dogs is a bother, don't go to Dodger Stadium.
Right.
Don't go there. Because
right.
You're going to probably wind up eating one of them Dodger dogs. But God's kingdom is not about meat.
Yes.
So it's not about what we can eat and drink. It's not about the natural what?
But righteousness and
peace. It's about righteousness. And I believe the scripture says, it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments which he commanded us to do. That's what righteousness is. What?
But righteousness and peace and joy.
Peace, I believe the scripture says.
Great.
Great peace have they which love thy law. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
So you cannot have peace or righteousness without God's word, without the law. And what?
And joy in the
Holy Ghost.
Folks.
So I just want to go to the scripture right quick, because so many don't realize that if you have the Holy Ghost, you should love everything the scripture is talking about. Anywhere. If you have the Holy Ghost, there's no such thing as Old Testament and New Testament, not in scripture. It's the scriptures of the prophets. It's the scriptures of old, period. Mm-hmm. Let's go to 1 John 5 and 7.
All right.
We're in the kingdom, and we're going to strive to stay there, to continue. I believe the Lord said, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. It's about a continuation. It ain't about a start. It's about a continuation. Isn't that beautiful? 1 John 5.
Yes, 5 and 7.
Is it 5? No. We read Romans 14, 17?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians 4 and 20. Let's go there. Yes. Excuse me. 1 Corinthians 4 and 20. Mm-hmm. We are scripture-based people. Mm-hmm. And every one of God's people are scripture-based people because you don't know anything about God without scripture. Mm-hmm. And it's got to be right and divided. 1 Corinthians 4 and 20, what does it say?
For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power.
Now, it's about power. It's not meat and drink, but it's about power. It ain't about reading the scripture, and it's not about knowing scripture. It's about power to do what's right. That's what this is about, the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost don't, it ain't about kicking your shoes off and running around and in your stocking feet or taking your Beppos off. So you do, those out there know what Beppos are, they're called pieces and wiglums that maybe 99% of us have on in here. Okay. This is not a commercial for Bosley. This is about wigs. It's the teaching moment, Saints, okay. Come on.
Yes, it is, Pastor.
Read the scripture again. Thank
For
God.
The kingdom of God is not in
it's
word.
It's not in word.
But in
it's
power.
Not how well you dress. Mm-hmm. It's not about how many different pieces of hair you put on your head. Right. It's about power.
Oh, yes. Beautiful.
In righteousness. Yes. What?
What will ye? Shall I come unto you with a rod or in love? And in the spirit of meekness.
Let's read the 16th verse. What does it say? Mm-hmm.
Wherefore I beseech you, but ye followers of me.
Wherefore I beseech you,
be ye followers of me.
Everybody's got to follow somebody.
Yes.
It's about the one that represents God. What do you say?
For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son,
mm-hmm.
and faithful in the Lord.
What?
Who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways.
Well, that's all we talk about. We talk about the ways of the prophets.
Yes.
We talk about the ways of pastors. She's just all we know.
Beautiful.
One way we go to that we know for sure, so well, you don't know what they did in the home. We know they kept Sabbath. We know they brought us into commandments.
Yes.
And after you've been brought into commandments, if you honor like you should, mm-hmm. you'll learn more about God and what God requires. Yes. You learn it through the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Somebody got to give it to you.
Yes.
What did he say about his ways? Say it again.
Yes. For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus,
mm-hmm.
who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be
in Christ.
So
it's about remembering the way we should go, mm-hmm. how we should act.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is all about.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
What does the 19th verse say?
But I will come to you shortly,
mm-hmm.
if the Lord will,
mm-hmm.
and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up,
okay.
but the power.
But the power. Mm-hmm. St. John 18 mm-hmm. and 36. Let's go there.
Yes, Pastor.
Well, everybody talking about he got God.
Mm-hmm.
I remember like Brother Herman said he saw this one named Marcus.
No.
Marcus was talking all bunch of God.
Yeah.
He said, when I look at you, Marcus, I don't see God nowhere. We're supposed to see God.
Exactly.
Now, what would it look like if I came here with a red suit on with sprinkles all over the suit? So now you represent God? God gave you a man dressed like that? I don't think so. I mean, it's not the only thing, but you know, some things, that ain't God. Okay. He told Marcus, that ain't, you know what? I don't see God nowhere. Okay. Just want to make sure I make that clear. St. John 18:36, what do you say?
Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world.
Now, wait a minute. So if our kingdom is not of this world, we're not going to fight like we used to fight. Yes. We're not studying war anymore. So we put up all of our swords and stuff and turn them into pruning hooks, right? And catch stuff now.
Yes.
Not kill stuff outside. What you want to kill, take that sword and point it towards yourself.
Right.
Say, I'm aiming towards the old man. Do one of those, but let's not kill nobody else. It's pruning now, catching things and edifying things, right?
Yeah.
Read.
If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight,
mm-hmm.
that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence.
So his kingdom wasn't from this world. That's why he couldn't act like they did. He couldn't protect himself, and he couldn't fight because he had to die. He knows that. So when we know we're in this to die, why should we put up a fight to stop it? You encourage it. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. You don't tell nobody to come on, kill me. But if you see someone that's going after you, just say, well, thank God it's in your hands and let God have his way. Yes. And God going to take care of it. That's what happened when Joseph, he asked for a little help. The baker said, I got you or whatever. Well, judge, the butler? Came back and he forgot about him. Joseph never said a thing. That's what we got to be. When things don't work out, let's not start mopping off, saying things we got no business saying. Let's just take it and let the old man die. The old man is going to complain about everything. Well, we need to think about what the old man been doing all these years. We don't complain about nothing. Nobody else, right? Isn't that beautiful? Let's read a little further.
Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king.
What?
To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the
world. We did too. That's why we came here. Mm-hmm. God put us in this world so we might choose what we're going to serve. Yes. You've got to come to the conclusion, say, I was born to this end to bear witness to the truth. Mm-hmm. I've come to bear witness to this. You got to come to that realization. Yes. If you don't, you'll never be saved. Now, how can you come to the realization that this is for you if it ain't been presented to you?
Right.
All you know is love. And love without definition is carnal.
Yes.
The love that God is talking about. This is the definition of love that God is talking about. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 18. Let's go to 15. Chapter 15 and 18. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So we want to understand what the kingdom is all about.
Yes.
Now you can die. You need understanding. Kingdom is about a spiritual life with God. The kingdom is about not having gods, not coveting, making no graven images, all above. That's what this is all about. Isn't that beautiful? This is the kingdom. In order to get in here, that old man can't come. The old man can't get by that door. Anybody know why? Huh? Can't see it.
No, not the old man.
Can't fit it.
Because it's spiritual.
It's spiritual.
All right. Yes. Beautiful.
That was the easy answer. It's spiritual.
Yes.
This is spiritual.
Beautiful. Yes, yes.
This is natural. Yes. And so is that mind until you get it changed. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
All right. 15 and 18, what does it say?
18? Yes.
No, what? 17, 14. Excuse me. 17, 14. We read that?
We read that, yes.
17, 14, St. John.
14. Yes. I have given them thy word. And the world hath hated them.
So one of the struggles in this kingdom is hate. The old man loves everybody to love him. But when you love God more, you don't worry about being hated. You expect it because that's what it's telling you.
That's right.
What do you say? Read it again.
I have given them thy word and the world hath hated them.
Well, wait a minute. You keep God's commandments? There's a separation. I'll be there. Commandments that. They want to get a little of that. They read that once or twice. Yeah, I'll be back.
Yes.
And then here's the real deal. When that clock strikes 12, get that diploma, your eyes come open and say, that's what that really is. They don't want to come back.
Right.
Because they really see what it requires. Well, that's no problem. Because if they ever get saved, that's where they're going.
Right.
Pastor Brown said, if they ever get saved, they're going to get saved by the commandments.
That's right.
Now, why would God expose you to commandments and send you across town to a Baptist church?
That's right.
No, God don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
The old man sent you there, not God. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Read 15 and 8, 15th chapter. Let's read that.
15 and 8. Yes.
Everyone. Mm-hmm. He said, I was hated of all men. That don't sound like somebody was feeling out of love out there.
No.
But all you hear, ooh. Jesus was full of, he was full of, everybody loved it. The kids, the only one that showed love was the kids. Why do you think that was? Because they can understand this.
Right.
But once they get understanding, there was no beauty. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
I know our kids love us today, but they love us, they don't love it, they come in, because there's no beauty in that. Because they can see everything but that. Time for everything but that. And we got to make sure we don't have that kind of mind. We're going to lose that mind. Everything but that. Everything but honor. Everything but fellowship. Everything but love. Enemy will give you that. You have important things to do. What did an old man would do? Carnal stuff. Let's play some pool. Let's do this. Let's do that. What about the things that's important? Things that are most important, things that are true, things that are edifying to your natural body in your life. But the old man take you to everything but what's needful. God didn't like that. God will give you what's needful. Isn't that beautiful? 15:18, what does it say?
In 18, if the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated
that
you.
Hated him. He's letting you know. They're going to hate you too.
Yes. It's so true.
Has it been proven?
Yes.
I've been here since 1975. Just about everybody left, he hit the same testimony. And they didn't say one word. Their body did. I read every one of them. And so did you. I don't blame nobody. My thing is, if you get a mind, you better take it. Because everybody don't get this mind. I was talking to one yesterday. I was going back to Brother Herman's time, Deacon Phoenix's time, the twins' time. Every time when Brother Daryl, when they come in their generation, only one or two.
Yes.
One or two. All the men came up with Brother Larry and Brother Herman. Two. Remnant. Yes. Most of them, I don't see nothing in that. I'm out of here. And most of them, then some of them say, tell their parents, who are you thinking? You ain't the only one to know God. I said, okay. All this stuff go on. That's not a problem.
Go ahead. That's right.
Guess what? We got to have the same mind. You know what kind of mind God got? Time. Patience. Let God have his way. Not for anything wrong, because if it's for them, they're going to come to it. So we don't sit back and worry about when I see, when do we get saved? No. If you don't get saved, you ain't no different than that person next door. I don't know them. But if you get a mind, better yield to it, because it don't come all the time. It's very rare when you get it. And if you don't take heed, it can flee. Isn't that something?
Yes.
That beautiful?
Yes,
Pastor. Read a second chance. Read on.
Yes. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you.
That's something? That's why the world hate Jews, that they can see. It's a parable. Mm-hmm. Everywhere around the world, they hate Jews.
Yes.
Why do you think they hate Jews? Because it tells you God is for the Jews. When they see the Jews, they say, God is in your corner. Oh, so God is with you and not with me. Well, that's what God said. I didn't say that. Yeah, I'm a Jew. God is with me. He ain't with you. But you got a choice to be one that he's with. You got that choice. Isn't that beautiful? So same thing. And spiritually, so it's the same thing. They're going to hate you because of what you stand for. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his
Lord. So wait a minute again. So that's sometimes what makes one not want to come this way. Because they know there ain't many friends. You don't need many friends when you got God. You don't need anybody. Well, he said, I'm alone and yet I am not alone. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
It depends on what your value is. When you realize how important God is, that's the only one you need. Now let's be praying, saints. Because things getting wild out here. I mean that. You better be praying that God keep us safe.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Any day somebody could start cutting up, you might see shooting going on.
Yes, Lord.
And let's pray that God keep us from these earthquakes and fires. A lot going on here. But see, you know, people want to pray now that the fire's coming. You should have been praying before the fire's come. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
all right, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you.
What?
If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Acts 14 and 19. Let's read that again.
All right, beautiful.
No, no. Let's read, read 18. No, you read that, didn't you?
Yes, I did, Pastor.
You read 23? 25. 23. He that hateth me hateth my father also. What does 25th verse say?
25. But this cometh to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hateth me without a cause.
It's in their law. It wasn't God's law, because it ain't in this one. It's God's mind. But in their ordinances it's written.
Mm-hmm.
They hated me without a cause. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Peter 2 and 21. Let's go there.
Yes.
We're going to suffer to go through the kingdom, but let's not let that be a taboo word.
Mm-hmm.
Let's learn to enjoy the word.
Yes,
Pastor. That's a big, tall order. Let's learn to embrace the word. How about that? Can we work with that?
Yes.
This one was here tonight. What are we going to do about Sunday? The Lord embraced Sunday. He must have been viewing another Lord. I ain't never viewed that Lord, but he embraced Sunday. What are we going to do about that?
Embrace.
What are we going to do is get you out of here. And I believe he did. Come on. 1 Peter 2 and 21, what does it say?
For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered
for us. Now, we were called for this. What were we signed up for? Mm-hmm. But the nature of the old man is when it happens, you forget everything you signed up for. Why is this happening to me? Mm-hmm. That's what you're signed up for.
That's right.
It's called being made.
Yes.
Bling, phone call, mishap. What's the, huh? God is making you. How are you going to act? It's to be made. When you sign up in here, it's to be made. Everything from this point on is for your making. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps.
I'm going to follow the same steps. 17th verse, what does it say? Honor.
All men love the brotherhood. Fear
so
God.
So we honor everybody. And we let this note be known to everybody. Because a lot of people say, well, y'all have no love. Yeah, we got the love of God. Nobody like y'all. Well, they didn't like my father Jesus either. They didn't like him. He said he's going to be hated. What's is anything new here? I don't live by what they feel. I live by what God is saying and how God feels. Isn't that beautiful? That's what we should model after, right?
Yes.
Read.
Honor the king.
Honor the king. But we want to love the brotherhood.
Yes.
That's what you love.
Yes.
Carnal mind can understand that you got to love God more than your children,
yes.
More than yourself.
That's right.
Carnal mind can understand. But a spiritual mind does.
Yes. That's right.
You got to.
Mm-hmm.
You can't come in here saying, if you don't love God, if you love your children more than God, you ain't going to want the saints touching your children.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have that.
No.
So you know what you're going to do? You're going to move right next to you. They're going to be joined hip to hip. This might think you're Siamese twins. And you're going to look at your child, and if you look at the child, if they got a mind like that, they will want to cut you just looking at the child.
Mm-hmm.
That's somebody that ain't got no spiritual mind.
Yes.
That's one that has got to do a lot of suffering to get to the kingdom.
Yes.
Get past that spirit. Yeah. You love God, you don't. Listen, she does the saints.
Yes,
and don't get no spirit because somebody's trying to chastise your child.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It's about God, not about how you feel.
Right.
You got to know that the saints doing this, it's God.
Yes.
Yes,
Pastor. Carnal mind can't understand, but if you're spiritual minded, you get it.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear.
So wait a minute. Don't be calling me no servant. Yes, you are.
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
Ain't nothing but another word for employee. Same thing. I ain't no servant. You a servant.
Right.
You serve for that check you get. So come on.
That's
don't
right.
Don't call me no slave. Anybody call you no slave? Come on. I don't foolish to me. I ain't no servant. You is a servant. You are an employee. Read. Come on.
Not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward.
So even with somebody look forward, you know, I didn't come here to make no coffee. Don't call me boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you better call unemployment then because you ain't getting paid.
Sure.
Stupid stuff. I can't stand stuff like that. That's silly.
Make it plain.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Tell me what to do, 8 hours. You want me to carry some water? I can do that. Mop the floor, I can do that. Just give my check.
All right.
All right, go ahead. Read.
For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully.
That's what we were called for. So let's not be upset. Every little thing come down the pipe, we get upset. I'm going to say this again. Nobody really got no sense in being under stress. When I've told you, if you believe God, if you got a good job, they ain't gonna fire you. What you stressing for? What you stressing for?
That's right. That's right.
And you got a good job.
Yes.
If you don't have a good job, where's God? I told you they can't do it until you. I don't care if they get work power from one door to the next. Say bye, see you tomorrow. I'll deal with that tomorrow. What are they gonna say? You fired? They ain't got nobody. They got no help now. What are they gonna fire you for? You put yourself under that stress. You don't do that. Come there and get your eye. If you can't stand to see the work, take a sheet, bring a shirt sheet to work, cover up all that work, and just take out one. I'm gonna look at this only. Do that and be on your way. Get all stressed out. Really? Come on. I'm trying to show you how to get through this mess. Get your mind off of that and know one thing, ain't gonna do nothing to you. You know that yourself. Been there 50 something years?
All right.
Why go through stress? My stress. For what?
That's right.
Yes.
I give you 10 pages, do one page, say, I'll do the other one tomorrow. Right. They going to fire you?
No.
No, I don't think so. So why are we doing this? Why we keep doing this?
Yes. That's right.
Put some Band-Aids over your eyes. Don't put the can with the hole. That's the can for corns. Put a Band-Aid over you can't see nothing. Right? All right, come on. I'm trying to get you through this moment. Come on. Let's read.
For what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your fault, ye shall take it patiently?
So if you are wrong, take it patiently. And if you're right, take it patiently. That's when you get the glory, when you're right. That's a beautiful thing to say, well, you know what? I ain't going to worry about all that work. I'll do it tomorrow. And someone come after you, so I did what I could. If they want to put you on the stake for that, say, God, let God get the glory.
Yes.
Don't worry. They ain't going so far. You're going to come out ahead all the time. You ain't going to lose.
Right.
Not about work because you obeyed. And you, I believe God.
Right.
Beautiful. All right. Read.
But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God.
It's acceptable. Let's go to Acts 14 and 19. Let's go there and read that again. Keep it in our minds. We must. And this ministry is about confirming souls. So if you say, well, Pastor, I want to know if I'm saved. Get over here to 425 and I'll show you in the scripture if you're saved. I ain't going to show you. I'll just let the Lord show you. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God. Thank God. This is 1422, what's it say?
22, yes. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith.
So we want to confirm your soul. We want to know if you're in the faith.
Yes. Yes. That's right.
Faith come by hearing and hearing by God's word. Once you hear it, if you believe it, you should have the works to prove it. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
And we're here to confirm that.
Mm-hmm.
Matthews. 6:25. Let's go there.
Yes.
We know that so well.
All right.
Matthew 6:25. What does that say?
Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink.
Now, it's saying that because that's what most people think about. Whether they live for God or not, it's what they're going to eat and what they're going to put on. It's always about supplying this old man. They don't think about the man that's going to be here forever, somewhere. Don't think about that. It's this outer body. What?
Nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body?
Wait a minute. It is. This life and eternal life is more than meat and drink and what this body needs. It's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org.
It's eternally here.
Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.